State Representative Robin Voss says the pay hike was approved by a legislative panel over a year ago, well before the economy went south and the state budget deficit became a critical issue.
If we could convince all state employees to say, look, the answer to solve this deficit is not to go into taxpayers' pockets and take more, but to say we need to freeze our pay because most elected officials and state workers do pretty well between their benefits, retirement, I would definitely be in support of that. I'm just not so sure as to whether or not we could get the unions and everyone to agree.
Voss says lawmaker salaries cannot be increased during their term in office, and the last pay hike was about 3 years ago. As a result, many of his colleagues consider this retroactive.
This really just catches you up to where you would have been if you had gotten the raises that all other state employees received. So in many ways, it kind of just does bring elected officials back into parity, but because of the Constitution, it has to all happen at one time, and it makes it seem like it's a whole lot bigger than it might be.
Voss says he didn't run for state office because of the salary, but the only way not to accept the raise is to give it back, which has tax implications.
I looked at it, but to be quite honest, you pay taxes on the money that you return, so it kind of is a screwed-up system.
Voss says the system clearly needs changes. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.